Proper use of life's energy. You have heard and read of the cosmic source of all life. You have contemplated that source as your I Am presence. You have felt that source surging through you as the breath of life. The Holy Spirit, or the Holy Breath of God, is the animating principle of life, and as representative of the Holy Spirit of the earth, I stand as the cosmic dispenser of every atom of electronic energy which fills this universe in cosmic rhythmic waves. There can be no interference with this rhythmic pulsation, for all that lives depends upon the careful and steady release of this life energy through my own body. Man cannot comprehend the tons of cosmic energy which are released into this universe hourly and freely dispensed through the life streams of mankind. This energy is the life of God. It is my joy and responsibility to draw that life and send it forth in rhythmic pulsation through mankind, the nature kingdoms, and the planet itself. My concern is to teach man the proper use of this life in thought, word, and deed, that he may unfold according to his divine plan, as he must render an accounting for his use of life. So am I responsible to the Father for all of the energy that is used on this planet, and I must return it one day in the same purity with which the Father gave it to me. You can realize, therefore, how eager and desirous I am to have these chelas in physical embodiment become conscious co-workers with me in the cosmic powerhouse of the universe. My service is manifold and unlimited, and my gifts without number and without price. I can offer without limit the substance and energy for those who will be constant, ceaseless, peaceful, radiant, physical expressions of my life and love. As you attend to your mundane affairs, by your every loving thought and kindly word or deed, you render my service amongst men. When you speak in the name of the Holy Spirit which is within my heart, the life energy of the Father rushes forth to fulfill the God command which you are issuing for the benefaction of the race or any part of life. Conscious control of energy. The spheres of activity where all self-conscious life finds a dwelling place are determined by the voluntary use of the creative power of the God flame, which in its very breathing sets up vibrations, or in other words, moves the electrons of the universe and sets them into a motion which was not present in their original all-encompassing but quiescent state. As the motion of the musician sets the energy of the universe into vibration through the means of the physical instrument on which he plays, so does the very breath of the sacred fire play upon the great cosmic energy of the universe, and the universal light undulates according to the initial impulse of any particular focus of the sacred fire within the universe. The universal cosmic light is like a great organ, and every man, woman, and child in embodiment have access to its great pipes through the individual keyboard of their own mental and feeling worlds, each one playing into it his or her own harmonies or discords. The conglomerate sound forms the tones emitted by the planet into the universe around it, and it is truly said that the sound arising from the earth is a cry of pain, uncertainty, weariness, and questioning. When a life stream is individualized, he becomes an immediate factor in the vibration of his planet, and his own keyboard is never silent again while he maintains a thought and feeling body, whether he be in control of it or not. The universal light is constantly set into motion by each life stream's pressure, conscious or unconscious, and that is the reason for the present chaos and confusion. As all live within the soundless sound, dissonance and chaos of the broken rhythm of the unawakened gods. When a life stream considers that he cannot possibly disassociate himself from the responsibility of pressing some chord and key in the universal harmony by every breath and word, thought and feeling, he will begin to understand his responsibility to the whole, and the importance of contributing to the best of his ability some constructive and progressive notes that will be felt alike by the masses and be a welcome release and relief from the contributions of the many. You have heard or read how Katumi spends the hour of a noonday playing the beautiful melodies of his own heart on his organ from a certain mountaintop. But far more important than the physical tones that are carried into the universal light are the inner vibrations that he is directing consciously, steadily, and without interruption into the chaos and discord of mankind's composite creation. In an individual service and meditation, any one of mankind can sit at the cosmic keyboard visualizing the universal light while awaiting from his presence the pressure of thought and feeling, and then set into action a vibration that will encircle the planet in less than a second. Thus he can project peace, light, or purity into the universal song of the people of Earth, which will have a tangible and raising effect upon their natures. And so, my conductors of cosmic harmony, I leave you now and shall await your individual masterpieces.